It's Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Well, first off, good morning, Command Sergeant Major. Doing good this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you're on the radio here, and I'm glad you're inviting me to be a part of the Leadership Matters again, and it matters the most when men and women is in harm's way.
Well, thanks for sitting down with us and, you know, talking about some of the things that have been going on lately. And to jump right into the first question, now everyone across the world pretty much watched the news on the incident at Bagram Air Base and the alleged Quran burning by U.S. forces. And just as serious, there have been many demonstrations outside the gates and some very serious incidents. Now, what is your perception on these events, and specifically green on blue, the friendly fire incidents involving Afghan forces and U.S. forces?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say that there were a mistake in the burning of religious material at Bagram Air Base. And we take those incidents very seriously. And as you know, the investigation is going on right now to make sure that we identify those who are involved. Second, we have the demonstration that's going on across Afghanistan because of the accident, the burning of the Quran. And I'd like to direct attention to everybody to the steadfast support that we have from our ANSF partners. That's the ANP, ANA, Border Police, political side of the Afghan leadership. That's all out here watching and protecting our forces throughout Afghanistan in order to make sure we remain protected and safe, and in order to make sure freedom is still being maintained across Afghanistan. Now, if we look across most of our FOBs and COBs and across Afghanistan, we have the ANSF. They are outside. They are protecting our FOBs. They are protecting our COBs. They are controlling the routes. They are controlling the demonstrators. They are controlling the protesters. And they are saying, you can protest out here peaceful all you want to, but you're not getting inside these bases and camps where our coalition partners are. They have been with us for 10 years, and we are where we are now because of the freedom that they have given us. So we got some real good friends out there with the Afghan Security Force, and they are continuing to stand shoulder by shoulder with us as we go through the crisis we're going through right now. With them beside us, we will continue to accomplish our mission, continue to move forward, and I'm so proud that we have great men and women in the ANSF that's still partnering with us and standing up here doing what the right thing is and trying to move forward. Now, you talked about the green on blue. Yeah, that's some sporadic green on blue going on across Afghanistan. I just ask that our forces continue to put in place the force protection measurements in order to be successful and keep everybody safe on the battlefield. We can't let our guards down. We got to be alert. You got to pay attention. Somebody got to always be watching and making sure that these incidents don't happen on our installation that cause harm to our men and women. So force protection measures got to be in place. We got to stay alert, and we got to watch our backs everywhere we go. The majority of the Afghan people is really supporting their forces, and they really do appreciate everything that we have done. I know that because I've been traveling up and down the road, and when I see the Afghan friends come up and shake your hand and hug you and continue to do the things we did before, the accident, the burning of the Korans, that's important. And I've seen the guys and girls at the FOB and COBS, too, and they brag about how good their forces are, their ANS forces, that's out down the FOBs and COBS with them. And they are the ones picking up the weapon. They are the ones to stand on the front gate. They are the ones to saying, you'll never do anything inside this FOB or COB long as I'm standing here. And they are protecting us from the demonstrations, from the protect from the protesters, and they helping us protect ourselves every day.
You're tuned in to Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're back with Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Okay, so on to a bit of a different subject. Now, I understand that you have been wearing the uniform for 34 years. So you, better than probably anyone out there, can tell us the correct way to wear the uniform. So what can you tell us about the correct wear and appearance of the military uniform? Because you see some things out there sometimes.
Yeah, well, I've been wearing a uniform for 34 years, and I tell you right now, I have worn my uniform with pride. I get up in the morning just with a good feeling, knowing that I'm going to be able to put on a uniform and come out and stand next to men and women from all across the service, like you and the thousands of men and women we have on the battlefield today. So wherever I go, my uniform is a part of me and have been for 34 years. I do see violators, and it kind of makes me shake my head and ask, why do we violate such a prestigious, proud uniform that we have been issued to wear? I look at it as a professional uniform, and that area should be worn that way. And I have had that focus for 34 years. I don't walk around with my hands in the pocket. If I go outside, I'm going to put my cover on, put my headgear on. I make sure my buttons is buttoned, zips are zips. And uniform is setting a better appearance as I possibly can have every day. I always, when I go out in front of people, I want them to say, that's a service uniform, and that's the way it should be worn. And we have men and women over here. I don't wear unauthorized items on my uniform. I don't take a scarf and put it around my neck. I don't put on the Redskin baseball cap and stuff like that. It kind of takes away from my uniform. And when I see people are doing things that take away from the wear and the professionalism of the uniform, I can't help but go up there and ask them, why are they doing it? So it's just some things that I think as we walk around here as a force and enforce discipline and standards, that is also our obligation to make sure we maintain tradition and pride of our uniform and that we wear so proud every day. And I mean, I don't care what uniform I'm wearing, whether it's my class A, B, or C. If I'm wearing the Army PT uniform, I'm going to wear that PT uniform, my duty uniform, my A uniform, in accordance with the regulation, which spells out so clearly that this is what you're authorized to wear on, this is what you're authorized to have on, and this is what you're authorized to carry with you whilst wearing such uniforms. And just because we come to the battlefield, there's no reason to lack the standards on the wearing the discipline of your uniform. And I see, and it's a small percentage, it's not everybody across the theater, it's just a small percentage of individuals comes in the theater and they just feel that they don't have to comply with the standards of how to wear the uniform. And they walk around with their hands in the pocket, they put the scarves on, they put on all the unauthorized stuff on the uniform, and it kind of calls us to go up and have to make on-the-spot correction, get it fixed, and make sure they understand the reason why we don't do certain things in our professional uniform.
You're tuned in to Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're dialed in to 94.1 with Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
So for those service members who have been here for a while, months or years, it's important that everyone is recognized for all their hard work. What's your opinion on the awards process, and how important is it to you that each individual is really recognized for their service and sacrifice?
Well, the first thing is the award is just a small token of appreciation to thank our men and women for what they have done for the organization, for the unit, for the people of Afghanistan while spending time away from home. It's no shape, form, or fashion something that's going to completely make up the sacrifice that you have went through just by being deployed. We can't go back and make up that one-year-old kid birthday. We can't bring that back. The kid had it. I can't bring back the birth of new family members on the into your family while she was deployed. The birth is already done. I can't make up anniversaries, Christmas, Thanksgiving, special days, wife birthdays. I can't make none of that stuff up. So the award that you have earned that we pin on you is just a small token of appreciation. I don't think the award that we pin on you in no shape, form, or fashion will make up a proper thank you for your sacrifice and dedication to service. What we give you is a small token of appreciation just to say thank you for being in Afghanistan, supporting the mission of OEF, and doing the things you're supposed to do in order to make your unit, your people, successful on the battlefield. I go around all the time and I have coins, I have ribbons, but I haven't seen a coin, ribbon, tab, or badge that will kind of make up some of the things and the sacrifice that our men and women have went through on the battlefield in order to thank them for their service. I go back in, I look at the condition they live in. Some of them barely have water to take a bath in. Some of them barely have food where they can eat 3 hot meals a day. Some don't even eat hot meals a day. And I mean, it's just a ration. And the condition that they live under, and they continue to get up, and they tighten the belt, put on their gear, and they continue to go out in order to make a better life for the Afghan people and protect our force as we move around and try to establish peace and freedom here in Afghanistan. So my focus is individuals receive award. It's just a small token of appreciation. I hate to see awards being mailed to organization and units because we can't get the war done in time and country. I hate to see Federal Express pull up to a unit and come out and pass a ward off to a soldier. I'm one of the guys where you pin it where you win it. If individual earn such recognition, I think we as leaders should at least go up front there with the ward and pin that award on that individual. He won it over here with us, so we are the ones who should be responsible in making sure that they get such due cause and get their award done in time in order to pin it on before they depart theater. So awards is very special to me because I just consider them as a small things of appreciation because we all raised our right hand, sworn on the Constitution, volunteered to protect and defend. So we getting paid already for our job. But those awards just comes as a token of thanks and for appreciation for individuals goes above and beyond the call of duty in order to make sure that our mission is successful at the end of the day.
Got a question for Command Sergeant Major Capel? Email it to afnbagram@gmail.com. 94.1 Freedom Radio. No one knows better than Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Okay, well, once again, thank you, Command Sergeant Major, for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to everyone out there?
Well, I'd just like to say I'm very appreciative of all the hard work and everything that everybody's doing out there in order to continue to move us forward. We have been given some deadlines, hard deadlines that we got to maintain. And with your help, we are doing exactly what we're supposed to do. And we'll continue to work with our Afghan security force. We'll continue to work with our Afghan partners. And we will continue to move forward in order to meet our goals and accomplish our mission. So thanks again for listening to us on Leadership Matters. And it matters the most when you're leading men and women in harm's way.
And how about a song to end things with?
Make it
a good one.
Well, I don't know. I just like the old songs there, You Are My Hero by Mariah Carey or one of the other songs. Just something that you pick one today.
Well, you know, let's go with the Mariah Carey one.
Okay.
I think that one will work. That's definitely a good one.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.